Hello there, and welcome to Grimm Reading, where each episode we read and review a Brothers Grimm tale. My name is Matthew Hughes, and with me on this journey is my co-host, Mr. Adam Field. This week on Grimm Reading,
the Bremen Town Musicians.
So make yourself comfortable and prepare for a
Grimm Reading.
A certain man had a donkey, which had carried the sacks of corn to the mill tirelessly for many long years. But his strength was going, and he was growing more and more unfit for work. Then his master began to consider doing away with him.
Doing away with him? Oh, like a mob boss doing away with someone.
Pretty much. But the donkey, seeing that trouble was in the air, ran away and set out on the road to Bremen. There, he thought, I can surely join the town band.
The donkey thought this?
Yeah. Now, when he had walked some distance, he found a hound lying in the road, gasping like one who had run till he was tired. Probably because he had run till he was tired.
Yeah, he had the same idea. He's going to run to Bremen.
Well, the donkey's not so sure, though. He says, why are you gasping so, you big fellow?
I like this guy.
That's the donkey asking the hound. Ah, replied the hound, as I am old and daily grow weaker and can no longer hunt, my master wanted to kill me, so I took to flight. But now, how am I to earn my bread? I tell you what, said the donkey. I'm going to Bremen, and shall be town musician there. Go with me and engage yourself also as a musician. I play the lute, and you shall beat the kettle drum.
What? The donkey plays the lute?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Never mind the physical impossibility of that.
Yeah, don't concern yourself with that, or you were in a lot
of
trouble.
He's taken one look at the hound, and he's gone, you are a kettle drum player.
Pretty much. The hound agreed, and on they went.
Of course he did.
Before long, they came to a cat, sitting on the path.
Oh, I like the cat already.
With a face like three rainy days.
Three rainy days?
That's a sad face.
Blimey, that's a very sad. What a sourpuss.
Now then, old whiskers, what has gone askew with you? Asked the donkey.
I love the donkey.
Who can be merry when his neck is in danger? Answered the cat. Because I am now getting old, and my teeth are worn to stumps, and I prefer to sit by the fire and spin, rather than hunt about after mice. My mistress wanted to drown me, so I ran away. But now good advice is scarce. Where am I to go? Go with us to Bremen. You understand night serenading. You can be a town musician. The cat thought well of it and went with them.
He can be a what? A town musician?
Yeah.
So the hound's a kettle drum player and the cat's a town musician.
No. Well, the cat understands night serenading. So I think he's like a background singer.
Ah, right. Right, okay. And he likes to sit by the fire and spin.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What is a cat
That's
spinning?
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
We'll deal with that at the end.
Okay.
Right. Cat's with them now. So the hound's playing the kettle drum, donkey's playing the lute.
And the cat is
a night serenader.
Oh, night serenader.
After this, the three fugitives came to a farmyard where the cock was sitting upon the gate, crowing with all his might. Your crow goes on and on, said the donkey. What is the matter?
Oh, I've been foretelling fine weather, but it is the day on which Our Lady washes the Christ child's little shirt and wants to dry them, said the cock.
What?
But guests are coming for Sunday, so the housewife has no pity and has told the cook that she intends to eat me in the soup tomorrow, and this evening I'm going to have my head cut off. Now I'm crowing at full pitch while I can.
Ah, but Redcomb, said the donkey, you had better come away with us. We are going to Bremen. You can find something better than death everywhere. You have a good voice, and if we make music together, it will have some quality.
So, the cock's singing.
The cock was singing, yeah. Basically, the cock... He was going
I don't understand the cock story at all.
I don't know what's going on with the cock there either. I think he's getting a bit frantic.
Quite frantic.
But it's okay, because the donkey said, you can find something better than death everywhere. And now we have our band.
So, we've got on lute, the donkey. We've got on kettle drums, the hound. Backing vocals, the cat. And... lead vocalist, the cock.
What nice. A band. So all four went off together now. The band are off. They could not, however, reach the city of Bremen in one day.
and in the evening they came to a forest where they meant to pass the night. The donkey and the hound lay themselves down under a large tree. The cat settled itself in the branches, and the cock flew right to the top, where he was most safe. But before he went to sleep, the cock looked round on all four sides, and he saw in the distance a little spark burning.
Ooh.
It's all quiet and dark in the forest, but there's a little light just in the distance.
Okay, it's piqued my interest.
So he called out to his companions that there must be a house not far off, for he saw a light.
Fair.
The donkey said, "If so, we had better get up and go, for the shelter here is bad." The hound thought that a few bones with some meat on them would do him good too. So they thought it's better than sleeping outside. It was all
fair
like
enough. There's a nice house for them.
Exactly. So they made their way to the place where the light was, and soon saw it shine brighter and grow larger until they came to a well-lighted robber's house. The donkey, as the biggest, went to the window and looked in.
Robber?
So they're at a robber's house.
How do they know it's a robber's house?
Well,
he's got his swag bag hanging up outside.
"What do you see, my grey horse?" asked the cock. "A table covered with good things to eat and drink, and robbers sitting at it enjoying themselves." "Oh, that would be the sort of thing for us," said the cock. "Yes, yes. Ah, how I wish we were there," said the donkey. Then the animals took counsel on how they should manage to drive away the robbers, and at last they thought of a plan. So, they're at a robber's house, so these people are bad people.
Yeah.
They're robbers.
Sure.
I guess they've got robber's house above the door or something. The plan is...
Okay.
Well, how would you drive the robbers out of the house?
Just attack. Just violence.
Just pure violence.
Just break the door down and go for them. That's my plan. Let's see what they come up with.
Here's the plan. The donkey was to place himself with his forefeet upon the window ledge.
Okay.
The hound was to jump on the donkey's back. The cat was to climb upon the dog. And lastly, the cock was to fly up and perch upon the head of the cat. When this was done, at a given signal, they began to perform their music together. The donkey brayed, the hound barked, the cat mewed, and the cock crowed. Then they burst through the window into the room so that the glass clattered. At this horrible din, the robbers sprang up, thinking that a ghost had come in.
Oh dear.
And fled in a great fright out into the forest. Job done.
So their plan was to sing and break a window?
Yes.
Okay.
Jump on each other's backs. Smash the window.
Smash the window.
Sing their beautiful...
Sending it clattering around the room.
That was their first concert.
Wow.
The four companions now sat at the table, well content with what was left, and ate as if they were going to fast for a month. So they tucked into the grub.
Gluttonous.
As soon as the four minstrels had done, they put out the light and each sought for himself a sleeping place according to his nature and what suited him.
Sure.
The donkey laid himself down upon some straw in the yard.
Yeah.
Right.
Great for a donkey.
Hound behind the door.
What? Why?
That's where hounds.
That's where hounds love it. Behind the door.
The cat upon the hearth near the warm ashes.
Oh, yeah.
And the cock perched himself upon a beam of the roof. And being tired from their long walk, they soon went to sleep.
Nice. The cat spinning away.
Now, when it was past midnight, and the robbers saw from afar that the light was no longer burning in their house, and all appeared quiet, the captain of the robbers said, "We ought not to have let ourselves be frightened out of our wits." And he ordered one of them to go and examine the house.
Just now, the one.
Mm. Yeah. Wouldn't want to be him. Just letting you know that right now.
Checking out the ghost.
The messenger, so the robber who's been sent back,
yep.
Finding all still, went into the kitchen to light a candle. Taking the glistening, fiery eyes of the cat for live coals, he held a match to them to light it. So he's lit a match to light a candle. He sees the cat's eyes glistening. He thinks they're coals.
So he's put the match to the cat's eyes.
Yeah. But the cat did not think it was funny. And he flew in his face, spitting and scratching. He was dreadfully frightened and run back to the door. But the dog, who lay there, sprang up and bit his leg. And as he ran across the yard by the straw heap, the donkey gave him a smart kick with his hind foot.
That's one smart kick.
It's not over yet. The cock, too, who had been awakened by the noise and had become lively.
He's a lively fella.
Cried down from the beam, "Cock-a-doodle-doo!" And then the robber ran back as fast as he could to his captain and said, "Oh, there is a horrible witch sitting in the house who spat on me and scratched my face with her long claws. And by the door stands a man with a knife who stabbed me in the leg. And in the yard lies a black monster who beat me with a wooden club. And above, upon the roof, sits the judge who called out, 'Bring the rogue here to me!'
Aye?
So I got away as well as I could." After this, the robbers did not trust themselves in the house again. But it suited the four musicians of Bremen so well They did not care to leave it anymore. And the mouth of the man who last told this story is still warm.
What?
The end.
Your mouth is warm.
I don't get it.
Is your mouth warm right now? You would must be the last person to tell the story.
It is actually a bit, but that might be the tea.
What?
Oh, I think I get it. You've just helped me get it. I think that means that it's just happened.
Just been told.
I didn't. For the life of me, I didn't get
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. I was puzzling over that for so long. But is that what that's quite nice?
I don't know, I suppose. But
must
that's
be,
true
yeah.
for every story.
But I never thought of talking as making your mouth warm.
Mine is boiling right now.
That's an odd one, wasn't it?
So they never made it to Bremen.
No, and it actually, you know, in the end it says, and the musicians of Bremen were so happy there that they didn't leave. Even though they didn't make it to Bremen, they're still the musicians of Bremen.
Amazing. I quite like that story.
It's good, wasn't it?
Yes, it was an animal-based one, which was maybe more in the vein of Old Sultan than it was the wolf and the seven little kids.
Yeah, it's more like a story than a moralistic fable.
Exactly. I'm disappointed the donkey didn't play his lute.
He never did he?
Oh, or the hound on the kettle drums. That was going to be my favourite. The hound on the kettle drums. Because what's a kettle drum? In my head, it's like Caribbean steel drums, but it's not.
I don't think of a kettlebell, but like
then a lute, and then a cat and a cock singing in
fusion music.
Yeah, they were ahead of their time, the Bremen musicians.
Yeah, they're going to play at WOMAD.
Pitchfork 9 out of 10. I enjoyed that. Still a few questions in my mind. Why is everyone wanting to kill their animals? For starters, there were so many animals that are fleeing their owners. It's quite sad, really, isn't it?
Perhaps if you sort of historicise the story, that it might be about... we haven't gone into this before, really, but the Brothers Grimm are writing this at the end of the Napoleonic War.
Right.
So you could have a situation where there are perhaps disabled people who've been maimed in the wars, or they are fleeing from their cities, even just peasants trying to head to the city to make their fortune or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have the robbers.
Hmm.
So this is written in a context of an invading foreign army. People taking over something that shouldn't be theirs. And then you have these poor, down-and-out animals using their wits to get it.
Claiming it back from...
From robbers, people who shouldn't be there. So that's one way of interpreting that. But it is odd. It just says the robber's house.
Yeah.
With no explanation, nothing. Just, how would they even know that they're robbers?
Exactly. That was my first question. I didn't understand the cock's predicament. So the donkey was old. Guy was going to kill him, so he ran away. Hound was getting old. They were going to kill him, so he ran away. Same with the cat. The cock's got some convoluted story.
He was in a bit of a tiz, the cock.
He was a bit of a flap, yeah.
Do you want me to read it a little less manic?
Yeah.
Your crow goes on and on, said the donkey. What is the matter? I have been foretelling fine weather, because it is the day on which Our Lady washes the Christ child's little shirts.
Right, yes.
And wants
the
to dry
Christ
them.
The Christ child?
So.
What?
I took that to... I have been foretelling fine weather because it's a special Christian day, maybe. Our Lady, with a capital O and a capital L. That might be Mary, Mother Mary.
I see.
The Christ child is in capitals as well, so that's probably Jesus's... But I don't know a special Christian holiday where Mary washes Christ's little shirts.
It's not on the modern Christian calendar, I don't think.
Right, so that's the first part.
Yeah.
That's maybe what's going on.
Okay, he's been foretelling good weather.
Yeah, because of Our Lady's been washing
Jesus'
little shirts.
It's nearly shirt day and the weather's going to be lovely.
but guests are coming for Sunday. So the housewife has no pity and has told the cook that she intends to eat me in the soup tomorrow. And this evening I am to have my head cut off.
Right, so he's saying, even though I've been doing this great work,
telling
the good weather, the housewife's saying to the cook, nah, I want chicken soup.
Because she's got guests coming.
Yes.
And she has no pity. So she said to the house cook, chop his head off.
Yep.
And he says, which is really sweet, actually, he says, now I'm crowing at full pitch while I can. So he's doing what he loves.
His last, right. Oh. Yeah, like utilising his last hours doing what he loves. Yeah,
and I love that the donkey calls him Redcomb.
Redcomb.
My other favourite bit is where the cat, he says, he's very poetic, this donkey. He's got a great turn of phrase. He's quite like lyrical,
yes,
the way he talks.
Yeah.
He said, what did he say to the cat? He says, first of all, he called him Old Whiskers. What has gone askew with you?
That's great.
Then he says, you've got a face like three rainy days.
Three rainy days. I mean,
that's great.
That might be an expression I use, like,
take
in everyday life. Yeah.
That's for free, that one.
What's wrong with you? You've got a face like three rainy days.
Yeah, it turns out this is possibly quite an old tale. These animal in exile type stories, there's more. So we have the Bremen town musicians from Germany.
Yeah.
The sheep and the pig who set up house, Norway. The animals and the devil, Finland. And there's one version from the 12th century where the animals frighten away a lion, a bear and a wolf, which are all heraldic symbols of the aristocracy, which is interesting, instead of the robbers that we've just heard.
So animals...
So that could be, you know, poor people... Or poor people, you know, fighting back against an oppressive aristocracy or something.
Underdog story.
It's possibly arbitrary that it's Bremen, because that could just be one regional variation of the story.
And it's just incidental that that's the version that becomes the version.
Just because the people who told the Brothers Grimm heard the one from Bremen.
Yeah.
The other possible reason that it's from Bremen is because the Grimm brothers were friends with Johann Schmidt, who was the mayor of Bremen.
Oh.
And it might have been a gesture to him. So we're going to make one of our stories about Bremen.
Yeah. That could be it.
Or the other thing is, it could be a joke, as in Bremen is not very cultured.
How does a town get a reputation for not being musical?
Or, you know, there might be some bad musicians or something. It could be a joke.
Right, yeah.
Or maybe because it's a bit backwards or something.
Right. If you've got any listeners from Bremen, I do apologise.
Well, that's the other thing here. If you were to go to Bremen, you would be inundated, with this story. It's everywhere in the city.
Statues of donkeys holding lutes.
I've got a picture of the main statue here for you. There are so many statues throughout the city, but this is the main bronze one.
Nice.
And it's beautiful.
That is essentially a scene from the story. Cock standing on a cat, standing on a hound, standing on a donkey. That's really nice.
It's outside the town hall.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's one of the main tourist attractions.
Yeah.
But along with that, I think you can get souvenirs, like cuddly toys, badges, little animals. There are five statues outside of each animal outside the veterinary schools in the city.
Oh, that's cool.
You can go on tours of the city with the tour guides who are dressed up as the animals.
Oh, that's nice.
It's just all about the,
that's
Bremen town musicians.
Their
it's become
thing.
The symbol of the city, And particularly that sort of pyramid of the animals.
Yeah. Ah, nice.
Just if you're interested.
That's pretty cool.
If you've been to Bremen and you've found this podcast because you wanted to know what on earth was going on.
Yeah, that's the Bremen.
So it's a huge symbol of Bremen. But I think also this story is actually quite famous in Germany, is my impression. Because
right.
It's used in adverts.
Oh,
for
right.
For drinks and
what,
stuff
like
that.
Depictions of donkeys, cats,
yeah.
Cocks and
exactly.
Hounds. Yeah.
And it resonates today. There are masses of adaptions of this story from like across the world. So in Russia, there was a musical made in the 60s. There was a play in Italy in the 70s. There's a 1922 Disney animation. In 1972, it's called The Muppet Musicians. There's a Muppet version.
Nice.
In 1989, there was a Spanish animated film. There was a movie, I think a Disney movie, called The Fearless Four in 1997.
Right.
And particularly, The Bremerton Musicians is big in Japan.
Why?
There's a 1981 sci-fi film called check this out, Bremen 4, colon, Angels in Hell. I'm not making that up.
I feel the franchise lost its way after Bremen 2. Bremen 2, Attack of the I don't know.
Attack of the Robbers. They're back. So that was in the 80s. It was a sci-fi film about these aliens invading the Earth, I think. But in 2015, the Japanese rock musician Kenshi Yonezu,
yeah.
He released his third album, which is titled Bremen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so for some reason, this story really...
taking root in Japan.
Yeah.
That's mad.
So this is a big... this is one of the Big Brothers Grimm stories, even though I've never heard of it before.
No, I'd never... One thing that's still confusing me is when one of the robbers came back to the house, sort of check out the ghost or whatever it was that scared them. The cat goes for his face, just like mauling his face. Which, yeah, fair enough. The cat feels like it's under attack. It's good at attacking him. He's like, whoa, what's going on? Goes for the door. The dog goes for his leg. Bites his... ow, get off! Yeah. He's scared now. He's running away. Donkey gives him a very smart kick. He's one smart cookie, that donkey.
He is.
Gives him a big old kick. And the cock just crows at him. Yeah, it's a good one. But then when he reports the story back, he said that the cock was saying... What? How did he mishear a cock crowing?
Now, I think it's probably slightly lost in translation.
Right.
Because, obviously in different languages, animal sounds are different.
Right, so it's not cock-a-doodle-doo in German, it's... you must leave this house.
I couldn't wait to hear what you were going to come out of your mouth there. So here, it cries down, cock-a-doodle-doo. That's how we say in English. And he reports back, he said, upon the roof sits the judge... not even a judge.
Exactly.
The judge. Which maybe he's like, he's got a guilty conscience because he's a robber. He's always expecting the judge to be there.
Sure.
Who called out, bring the rogue here to me. Which is probably, because even that sounds like it's got a similar like syllabic.
Bring the rogue here to me. It's German for cock-a-doodle-doo.
Bring the rogue here to me. It maybe sounds similar in German.
Okay.
Is the only thing. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it sounds.
I'm going to look up German for cock-a-doodle-doo.
I mean, I think you can forgive the poor guy after he's been...
yeah, it's probably
his face has been mauled, his leg's been bitten, and he's been kicked by a donkey, which I imagine could kill you.
Probably could.
So that's
Bremerton Musicians.
Do you enjoy that one, then?
Yeah, I did.
Not one of your faves.
It's not one of my faves.
All right.
I could have had a bit more time to get to know the animals.
Yeah, these fairy tales do zip along.
They do. I mean, that was quite a...
they don't have seasonal arcs.
No. I didn't have long with these characters.
No.
It's nice.
Oh, that is...
which is damning with faint praise,
yeah,
if ever that was. I'm going to give that a 6.
I was thinking the same. I mean, when I started to see these really lovely, like, imagery that's been made of it, it kind of won me over a little bit.
Yeah,
because it's beautiful, that little, all of them
the pyramids,
standing on
each
other's back, like the poor, helpless creatures are stronger
combining,
together.
Yes, yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Greater than the sum of their parts.
So I think I'll, I don't want to give it 6.5 because I feel...
I knew you were going to give it 6.5.
No, I'm not.
I'm
going to give it 6.
Okay, in agreement. 6 across the board.
Again.
Yeah.
From
like last
same
time.
As last time. Wow. Stars are aligning. So next up, we've got The Louse and the Flea.
The Louse and the Flea. I'm looking forward to this one.
We're going micro.
Small scale.
Small scale. Well.
Or is it a giant louse and a giant flea? Who open up a law firm? I don't know. Could it be? I've literally no idea.
I'd say is like, just be prepared for some big themes.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Weighty stuff.
So,
I think some food's just arrived at your castle. Oh, that's the buzzer. The castle buzzer. He's just lowering the drawbridge and sorting out the portcullis. I think I'll head out the back door. See you next time. Bye.
Bye. You can email us at grimreadingpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at grimreadingpod. Also on Instagram and Facebook, Grim Reading. You can find us on Podbean, podbean.com/grimreading. And we also have a website, grimreading.wordpress.com. Keep it grim.